Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Three and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Billy Williford, intern Will.
Old Putter McGee up there. Billy, it was angry at me the moment I walked in today. You hate
Twitter beef
to see it. Oh, I just asked the poll question yesterday. Is bringing your own putter and ball to play mini golf, is that a DB move? Most people said yes. What was the final exact result on that? I mean, it should still be running. So you've got time to swing the vote, Bill.
Time to vote.
You've got a couple hours probably to swing the vote.
Out of the 75% that said douche move, I'm going to guess.
I spelled it D-O-O-S-H.
I'm going to guess 0% of those people have even tried it.
Because they know it's a DB move.
Taking your putter and a ball, to me, is about the same as going bowling and using the house ball.
No.
And the house shoes.
No, because there's like bowling leagues. Like bowling is a thing. There's not like mini golf on ESPN.
There is.
There used to be.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there still is. Have you seen some of those videos?
No. They're good?
Oh, man.
Like the bank shots and stuff?
I think it might have been, you know, there's that account on Twitter. It's like the 70s. There's a few of them. Like 70 sports or something. So they have these guys. They're in like full, like they're wearing long pants. I mean, come on.
For mini golf?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're holing out like half the time.
Oh, like 40 in a row.
Like it's crazy.
They have to I feel good
having like, you know, two or three hole in ones on a mini golf course.
The orange, you know, putt branded courses. They used to have leagues, leaderboards, a tour. Yeah.
Who sponsored this tour?
That's a good question. I don't know. But that's a gray area though. It's not as socially acceptable to be in a putt league.
I think it would do a lot. I think it would drive a lot of business.
Although I think I would have more fun in a putt league than a bowling league.
No, they're both fun.
I mean, I would enjoy both. But
to me, holding a putter that a bunch of people use when their palms
he's
are
starting
sweaty.
To sway me here. I mean, the germs do, you know.
Do you wear a glove?
You write your score down, and then what do you do with that pencil usually? You stick it right in your mouth. How disgusting.
Ew, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah. There's people that do that.
Well, you don't return the pencil.
Behind the
That's
ear,
why they have the huge
the
box
pocket.
Of them.
Some people throw it like right there real quick just to get the putt off. Yeah. It's more disgusting than wearing bowling shoes out of
What does the
gallery.
Pencil have to do with anything?
Because your hands are on the grip, and then you touch the pencil, and then the pencil goes in your mouth.
You know how many germs are just everywhere?
I'm telling you.
You have a child, a petri dish of bacteria, living in your house. She is a disgusting little blob of cells that have come together to form a beautiful child on the outside. But the microscopic view proves she nasty. We're all nasty. We're all gross. That's why you sneeze when you mow the yard. Your immune system stinks because you take your putter to play putt-putt. You got to get those germs. You got to build up those antibodies.
You're missing out.
I'm not sick.
I don't get sick after I...
I cannot wait. When can we do this? I want the...
The putt-putt
I want Billy with all of his gear. Do you wear spikes?
Not to play putt-putt.
I love how you said that. Like it was, no, oh my gosh, that's way too far. You tuck your shirt in? Slacks?
No, but I will for this event.
I want you dressing like, pretend you got onto... into a PGA event. That's how you dress. I'm just going to dress like a guy playing putt-putt. Flip-flops, shorts, probably backwards hat for intimidation.
Dude, there's a PPA, the Professional Putters Association.
There you go. I bet they bring their own putter.
Oh, my God.
Over 60 years of professional putt-putt, national, regional, and local putting tournaments.
I'd say a better
Bill, are you a member?
Let's try out for that, Houston.
Well, yeah, I need to see the qualifications. There's got to be like a standard course. Like, I mean, you know, mini golf courses are all so different. Some of them are kind of your basic flat with a little slopes here and there and the boxes that you bounce off of. But some of those mini golf courses are loop-de-loos and secret pathways.
The 2019 PPA National Championship
Yes.
is in Kingsport, Tennessee. Are you kidding me?
Cut the check.
It's like we planned this. The 60th annual PPA National Championship.
No show stumbles into real news. Meaningful East Tennessee news on accident more than this show.
Are you kidding?
No show does this. No show has this capability.
September 16th through the 20th.
Billy,
there's
let's start
multiple
training.
Multiple rounds. Can multiple we, days.
We got 3 months to
like,
train.
Like you have to get you don't get tired. You can't do this all in one day.
I feel like I just found Ishmael in Kingpin. I am going
man.
To train Billy. I am Roy Munson. Roy McElroy. I'm Roy Munson. He is Ishmael, the Amish farm boy who sneaks away to bowl because his granddad taught him how. And we are going to run to this championship. You know, though, in the movie, it was actually Roy who bowls. So maybe I'll take over and use a house putter. Billy.
Well,
have they already qualified for it?
I'm looking into that.
Is there an
Monday,
open? Is there like an open that I can use
on
to qualify?
On Monday is the Tournament Players Championship. It's four rounds. It's $150 entry. But on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
doubles national championship. Only $50 to get in.
Doubles?
Yeah. Then they have the seniors
on
Wednesday
and Thursday.
How does
that work? Is it a combined score? Or is it like best ball?
The PPA National Championship is Wednesday through Friday, 12 rounds of putt-putt, $300 to get in.
I mean, 12 rounds, that's like 6 hours. Putt-putt goes fast. Unless you're Billy, you're over here like reading the greens with your laser scope.
There will be 5 days of events and celebrations as we celebrate this momentous occasion, PPA Commissioner Joe Aboyd said.
Let's get ready to putt. Okay.
They keep talking about the TPC in Kingsport last year. I don't know what that is.
TPC?
Yeah.
Like Sawgrass?
We are glad that the players club who played in 2018 had such a good time and enjoyed the course. And that we were selected to host the PPA's most prestigious event. This is a tremendous honor, one we do not take lightly. We know how to host large events, having been host of many events in Kingsport that have
TPC Dino World
that have more than 1,200 participants. We know the PPA players will enjoy our facility and enjoy the Southern hospitality. I look forward to
Southern
seeing the players again and welcoming them back.
It's a big event.
I think I'm down for the doubles championship for $50 if you want to if you want to attempt.
I'll go 50-50 with you. Yeah, let's go.
I bet we would get totally smoked. Like crunched.
Like the leaderboard. It's like all the scores. There's this huge gap.
Like, what are you guys doing
Cress
here?
And Williford. Cress slash Williford plus something. All the rest are like minus big time.
I feel like Billy Williford is a very good like golfer name.
Oh, that's a good putt-putt name for sure.
Up on the tee now, we have Williford from Tennessee. Rookie on the tour this year. Oh, he struck that. Look at that. Oh, just short of the bunker. He's going to be set up fine. Useful shot, that.
Oh.
Useful.
I've got the 2018 results. Let's see what these scores are like.
18. Hole-in-ones. That's the score.
How do they? Is it for six rounds?
It was 12 rounds was the big one.
Quick, what's 12 times 18?
What about the doubles? How many rounds is that?
It just said doubles on that day. It didn't have any rounds listed.
216.
Oh, come on. We'll confirm my math. I think.
2019 registered. You guys got to become a registered player somehow. See how this works.
I'm going to say we could at least.
Boom.
Just pro a list of pro players. Are you guys pros? You can accept the checks, right? Unlike these.
I'm going to say we at least could go 12 under, right?
APA players?
Yeah, I would say 12, yeah. Because aren't they all threes?
Yeah. Nobody. Putt-putt, all twos.
Is that right?
Yes. You have to make a hole-in-one to have a birdie on the classic orange putt-putt courses.
Okay. So not 12 under.
Like 600. Are there clowns? Spinning windmills? Gaps? Little chutes? Or is this just the traditional, like, bank shot, dog leg?
It's the bank shot. It's the, all flat. The orange branded. You know what I'm talking about, right? The orange putt-putt courses?
I mean, I know what putt-putt is. Like, actual putt-putt. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Like, it's a, and it's an, are they all the same?
No. They're different courses, but they're all that.
That style.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Putt-putt.
Current membership application.
What's the membership dues?
Download some forms.
Don't do that. You're going to get emails now.
It's a PayPal link.
This is awful. What are you doing?
Oh, the pro division. It's only $100.
Well, there's our dream.
APA division, $50. Those are the rates.
Okay. In other news, I have been informed that Kerry Blackshear Jr. will be making his decision very, very soon. Perhaps in the next day or two. Perhaps today. As soon as today.
Oh, really?
As early as today, as the experts say. So he was in Kentucky for one day.
That was it?
I guess. How do we feel? No visit to A&M. Gonzaga, Michigan State. Looks like they're not going to get a visit. Sounds like old KB here.
So he's deciding.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. Is that good? Or is that I went to Kentucky and it was so awesome that I'm making my decision.
I mean, it's good if you want to finish ahead of those other schools. I'm not. I think it's bad if you're trying to finish ahead of Kentucky and in recruiting, you know, there's no real point in finishing second.
Sounds like he didn't even get there till late last night. I'm so confused on how to feel about KB.
Do we think it's good that he's announcing so soon after the visit?
It seems like the visit was very short.
Maybe he was sure about Tennessee. Maybe he was almost sure about Tennessee. Just wanted to take a gander at Kentucky and make sure. Now he'll announce all of all. Big Orange. VFL. I mean, he's here all weekend, right?
I believe so.
Maybe it was like, maybe you're sourced information from a couple last week that they didn't really trust Kentucky is true, and they just swung by Kentucky because, hey, it's not that far from Knoxville. We'll swing up there.
Shocking news. The guys on Kentucky Sports Radio would be shocked if he ends up at Tennessee. There's a stunner.
Yeah. There's weekly local putt-putt tournaments in Bristol, Tennessee.
We've moved on.
Every Thursday and Monday.
We've moved on. We're not actually going to join the contest. And I'm certainly not driving to Kingsport on Mondays and Wednesdays to play putt-putt.
Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday in Kingsport. Alternate shot on Fridays, 7:30.
Nate.
You can get up there.
You got to let it go.
That would be awesome.
We're not driving an hour and a half to play putt-putt.
It's fine.
Three nights a week.
Billy and I. You don't have to play every night. It's a tournament every single one. So you just go play
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and if you want to be good at it, you'd have to play every one of them, and I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. Let the dream die.
I wanted
the dream die.
I want a three and out. I want a putt-putt trophy on a three and out set.
Well, we can do that. We can challenge the station to a local putt-putt.
Mm.
Maybe three rounds best overall score with, I don't know how many people we would want to do, maybe four. You play in a foursome.
Yeah.
Show foursome. I mean, everybody can putt-putt. Like, Bear couldn't play basketball, allegedly. But we could all putt-putt. I mean, that's
a good point.
Golf and fishing. It's the one thing you can do from the time you're like 4 to 94. That's why they're my favorite. I can always do it. Listen to Billy. He's sick. He can't go outside, though. I mean, listen to this guy. You take him outside, he's dead in a second. Mm-hmm. Allergies. I thought this rain would help you, Billy. Sounds like it did not. It's because Nate mowed yesterday. Is that why?
Probably.
Just walking in this morning.
Yeah.
Just walking in this morning, you got Billy sick. Way to go, Nate. You got Billy sick.
Was the initial report with Blackshear's, I guess, announcement like 3 weeks? Is that what?
They said next couple of weeks.
I guess it was early last week. Yeah, I said next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So that would, I mean, today, tomorrow, Friday would fit the timeline. There's just no news. It's all just speculation and whatever.
He ain't talking, man.
He's not saying a word.
Close it down.
It's tough to get any information out of, you know, a coaching staff or anything like that because they're not doing media sessions right now. And even if they were, I don't know what the rules are on talking about a grad transfer. I know if it's a recruit, you can't mention him by name. I don't know if Blackshear would maybe make it different since he obviously has already graduated. It's a very strange situation. Are you going to be heartbroken if he goes to Kentucky? I don't know if I'll be
No.
In a way, not knowing that much about him, not having him comment has made this a little bit easier. But boy, I would really like to get him. That would be really nice. I was watching the NBA Combine last night. I guess they were re-airing it, their official broadcast, maybe the cut-up version that was nice and neat. Grant Williams was so impressive. Jay Billis, Maria Taylor, they were interviewing him. Man, he's just he made it about Tennessee when he could. Why would you not want to be here with that, Kerry? That's one of the things Jay Billis said. He said it was amazing how close your team was this year. Grant said, yeah, the culture. Culture is beautiful. We need Kerry to be in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the culture, Kerry. Hopefully we'll know today. Hopefully.
You think it'll be that early, huh? Or you just think this week?
I mean, I had a few people reaching out last night saying it's going to be, this was last night, they were saying it's going to be today or tomorrow, so I don't know if that meant yesterday or today, or if this was, I need to check the time they sent it. But let's just say he's close. But if that's true, he was not in Kentucky that long. I think he spent 2 days in Tennessee. I think he spent all day Friday and most of the day Saturday. He got to Kentucky yesterday and apparently he's already gone. Did he even spend the night? Was it a 1 day, couple hour session with Cal thing? It would just seem very weird to take all this time, all of these visits, and then you go spend 4 hours at Kentucky and it's a done deal. That would seem weird to me based on how this decision process has gone for him. For someone who, you know, wants to kind of surround himself with good people, learn a lot about where he's going to be, 4, 5, 6 hours with Cal doesn't really seem like the best way to learn about Kentucky. Also, is it weird? Would it be weird being a senior, a grad transfer, to go in and play with so many young players?
That's a good point.
Or does he look at that as a selling point in the NBA? Like, yeah, I kind of had to do the veteran thing last year, so I understand how difficult that can be. It makes me want to be a more obedient rookie when I get to the next level. I don't know. I mean, if you could do that pretty much anywhere you go, right? I mean, Tennessee's going to start a lot of young players this year. They're certainly going to play a lot of young players. By the way, Grant Williams last night on the NBA Combine, I don't know if you saw this when it happened, Billy, he picked Jalen Johnson to be the breakout player for Tennessee this year.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Said once he finds the confidence, look out.
Hmm.
Which would go with everything we've heard about Jalen Johnson since he's been here. It's like, yeah, when there's no crowd, he's over there dropping 30 in practice in a scrimmage, and then he gets in front of the crowd and gets a little nervous and throws the ball to Auburn again and again and again and again and again.
Johnson kind of reminds me a little bit of Bowden in a way. Like,
yeah, I think they're a similar type player.
We've seen that. We know the potential's there. It's just doing it now on the big stage.
I mean, he's totally capable if he would get shoes that fit.
That's the key.
I think it would help him.
Hmm.
I just don't know. I think he just gets nervous. Thought that was interesting, though, that of all the people. I mean, he mentioned Lamonte. He mentioned Bowden. But he picked Jalen Johnson to be your breakout player for Tennessee next year. So maybe my guard worry is a little bit misplaced if he's all in on Jalen Johnson. But today it's Blackshear watch for me.
All right.
I'm on. This is a big deal. That's all I'm going to talk about for 3 hours. We already ruined 20 of that with putt-putt.
No, you have another topic that you promised the listeners yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to get into that later. We'll come back.
It's a good hour three topic.
Lots of good stuff on the
program.
We got
to tread
today.
Lightly, though, you know.
Yeah.
Tread lightly.
That's a good point.
And Farragut is Wes Knoxville.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville.
People want the event.
We're on Kerry Blackshear.
No, we're not.
Watch.
We've moved on.
What?
Kidding. People want the Fan Run Putt-Putt Tour of 2019.
Mm.
I don't know when we would do it. Captain Touchback says he wants it on a Saturday before football.
So everybody's in town. Swing by before the tailgate. Watch a little putt-putt.
The only problem is there's only one night game on the schedule. It's BYU.
There could be more down the road. We'd know 2 weeks in advance, so that's kind of a tough setup.
Not that tough. Like you said,
putt-putt at night. What about Friday night before game week?
Ooh.
Late night.
Ooh, before like an earlier game.
Yeah.
Or a big game.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, 7:30 on a Friday.
Could be a lot of fun. We just go rent.
Under the lights, baby.
We just rent out.
We're primetime putt-putters.
Rent out the place. Get some music going.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a local vendor bring some beverages or something. If they allow such things at these places. Like, I know a lot of these arcades and stuff don't, you know, because there's a lot in Gatlinburg. It's like indoor putt-putt. I don't think they have beer. But there's got to be some that do. I think we would want to have a cold beverage, right? I mean, it's just putt-putt. It's not the PGA. Although I might treat it as such. I mean, Billy's going to go full garb and four or five different putters depending on the angle of the slope of the green here. We have our caddy in place.
Yep.
Intern Will. He has agreed to caddy for us and film. It's a lot of work you're taking on, Will. I appreciate the effort. Good hustle. This could be a thing. Like, this group of four, take all. Can you beat the three and out four?
No chance.
Three and out. I'll work on that. Four and out. Nope. That's not a thing. It's a turnover.
Dude, the video of the 1977 PPA World Finals is incredible. It's a packed house. They're doing like full like headset commentary from the booth and the sideline reporter. They said it's the $300,000 PPA. So like they have a $300,000 purse in this thing. It's incredible. They're all wearing pants.
Stupid.
They're announcing the entrance. Pretty wild.
I'll ask today. I'll put out the poll later if people would be interested in joining the Fan Run. We could do a couple of them. We could do like early season, late season. We could do two.
What if we just undercut this tour with our own tour for our listeners? The fan run.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have done in the bass fishing world.
The regular man's putt-putt tour.
On the trails. It's like,
Really?
It's $180 to fish one tournament for these guys, and the payout's what? Well, tell you what, we got some sponsors. How about you pay us $120 with a higher payout? And then they steal all the fishermen from one trail. Until eventually you got a bunch of good sponsors and there's no entry fee and you got some of the best of the best of the best.
Unlike,
then it's an invitation.
Unlike sports league tournaments, the water's just available, right? Like you can't rent out the whole lake.
Well, TVA did start doing this thing where they charge you it's a $3,000 fee if you weigh in at the TVA ramp because it clogs the ramp on a Saturday. Uh-huh. It's a new thing. It's called a tournament tax, basically. You can launch there for free.
Okay.
But if you hold your weigh-in at the ramp you launch, it's like a $2,000 to $3,000 tax.
Can you just drive across the street or something?
That's what we've done. Yeah. They're like, okay, we're going to launch here. You're going to go to this other marina and weigh in.
Yeah.
And then you're going to come back to here and put your boat on the trailer. Pretty smart. Good job, Tennessee Team Trail.
This must be a pretty pricey tax, then. Yeah, you just say
it's like $3,000. So if you're running the tournament,
yeah,
and you have your kind of bottom line,
take that off the top.
This is what we make every time. Now TVA is coming in and saying, "Hey, you're holding tournaments at our public ramp that your taxes pay for. We want extra money for it." It's kind of. I actually don't mind as long as the money's going for good things, and not just like stuffing some old dude's pocket.
Well,
if you're putting that back into the lake, I'm all for it. You know, stocking,
which one of those
cleaning
do you think is actually happening?
Well, I have my opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Could this work? Could we hold a putt-putt tour? I mean, this could be we could turn this into such a thing that some local business decides to just really revamp or introduce a new putt-putt course. We could design the fan run design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say like, oh, this is a Jack Nicklaus course. Oh, this is an Arnold Palmer course. This is a fan run radio putt-putt course. Might be onto something. I wonder how many people we could attract to something like this. I mean, it is putt-putt. It's open to everybody. You know, if you do a 3-on-3 tournament, well, you got to be pretty good at basketball. Anybody can putt-putt.
It's a lifelong sport.
It's inexpensive. It could work. I don't know. I don't know. We might not have enough space at one of these venues. We might have to stagger the tee times. Like, hey, you're in wave one. Shotgun start, 18 holes. I mean, I guess it wouldn't take very long to play. What's it take? Like, if there was a group of four on all 18 holes, what would that take? Like 30, 45 minutes to play 18? Maybe a little bit more? Because the whole point of putt-putt is you're supposed to play pretty fast. You're not supposed to overthink it. How do you guys do the rules? Do you allow yourself to walk the hole one time to understand? Because, you know, some of them have a fake hole. I hate those. That's so stupid.
Oh, the hole, yeah, and then the little tube that goes down, and then.
But do you allow yourself, I'm not saying you get to drop a ball in the tube to see which one you would want to hit it into, and I don't even know if we would necessarily have that, but just to walk to the end of the actual hole and understand where the ball goes.
Oh, yeah, you get to read the green.
Would we have to go earlier, or can you do that on the course?
You can do that on the course.
Can't do that in the PGA, but they get practice rounds. So is it a practice round thing?
Right.
Like, hey, once you get to the tee, you can't advance onto the green until you've hit your ball.
I don't think you'll walk on the green, but you can walk, you can peek around the corner to see where
everything
goes.
Well, that's what I was asking,
Yeah. I think that's typically the way when my cousins and I would play when we go play golf. We go to Myrtle Beach, for example, and I'll play real golf all in the morning. And then in the evening, you know, you still want to go compete at something, so you go play putt-putt.
I'm all about competition.
You couldn't walk on the actual carpet to see which direction through the clown's mouth you wanted to go.
That was your rule?
But you could walk around and look and say, okay, I want to, you know.
Gotcha.
This is obviously the harder route, but it goes straight at the hole, and this one's.
Brian tweets in and says, Kingsport and Bristol are easy. You could actually win the tournament and dominate the Tri-Cities putt-putt scene.
Easy? What does that mean?
Brian has confidence.
He's got inside info?
I mean, I guess he knows that we've at least played some golf. So, maybe. I am pretty good at putting. Short game and putting. I'm okay.
Did you read the rules, Nate? Does everyone tee off or take their first putt and then you walk to your ball?
Yeah, there's no tee.
Or do you finish out?
No, you finish it. Well, in this 1977 surely you finish out.
I mean, yeah, Billy shows up and he's marking his ball on the carpet.
Well, some families play that because it's fun to like leave, you know, have balls everywhere and
But in that case, honors matters.
You finish out.
Do you want to go first and have free reign, or would you like to have your ball in the way of somebody else? We need to come up with official rules.
That's a fun way to play because sometimes you have no other choice but to knock that other person's ball in.
It's like curling.
Along with yours, and then they get a hole in one.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, never thought of it that way. We always finished out.
Like my family. One person finishes out. Yeah, yeah, that's how I've always played too. This could be a thing. We need to do some research on local putt-putt courses. Maybe go play a few. It's not very expensive. And then determine where we would like to hold such a tournament. This could be a thing. This could be a cult favorite. Mm-hmm. We could develop a following of loyal putters who want to join in the putt-putt league. We could even hold tournaments. What are the rules on that? Can we take an entry fee and then have a payout?
I would think so.
Well, bring your foursome, $40 plus, you know, the cost of playing. We don't want to put a business out.
No, we just ran out the space. We need to pass that charge on to the players. That way it'd be all-inclusive.
Yeah. I'm in.
All right.
There is a putt-putt golfing games in Farragut. Just saying. See, there are actually two right next to each other. Sir Goonies, which is I think they have two courses there, but they have, you know, it's like, hit it into the dinosaur mouth, and they got the raise in the lower. Then the putt-putt is the traditional, like you were saying, the orange block wooden.
Yeah, that's
wooden edge putt-putt course. The highest rated putt-putt, according to Yelp.
Hmm.
Shouts out to Captain Touchback for sending that in. And then he mentioned, as I did earlier, countless options in Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, but those, again, are going to be more themed fun putt-putt style courses. Lots of obstacles, if you will.
There's a YouTube video, like a 43-minute, where a course like that just had their own, you know, like some, they had their own
tournament.
Miniature golf championship.
Oh.
See, putt-putt is putt-putt. The rest is just mini golf.
Right. We would need to find the best partner for us. We would choose the partner.
Let's get Bear's thoughts real quick before we have to hit the break.
Can Bear play mini golf / putt putt?
That's a good question. Might have a bad back. Bear.
I will absolutely destroy your ass in putt putt, crap.
Oh, man.
I have no doubt
the challenge has been issued.
And Russell against you and Nate. We would own you guys. Unless you pulled some stunt like you did with the infamous, still under investigation, fan run basketball tournament where you brought the girls basketball and refused to let anybody play you guys with anything other than that ridiculous basketball brought with you.
That did not happen.
It was not you a guys, girls
somewhat
basketball.
Of a, you're a known cheater, Houston.
No.
Cheater.
I refuse to let you come on this show and call me a cheater. We didn't even bring a basketball. We played with what was there.
Basketball that Pat Summit gave you when you were a lady ball.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Just mad because we were raining threes on your boys. I don't have time for this. Although Yosh did hit a huge shot to take out TalkSport.
That was my favorite shot of the whole thing.
John Reed home.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he really did. That was a big shot for Yosh. That was a game. Yeah. That was a life-changing moment for him. To beat TalkSport.
Out of my mouth.
I mean, those guys pride themselves in being at least somewhat athletic, and old Yosh from the corner, deep, whew, incredible.
Are you worried about Talk Sports at all in the fan run open at the putt-putt golfing games?
Man, I'll be honest, putt-putt's one of those things.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I mean, I think all bets are off the table. I mean, I feel confident in my team's abilities, but the reality is bad bounce, a rise or a dip in the carpet, and everything changes. Russell putts one. He's off track by 3 feet. Boom, a twig. Hole in one. And then what do? Then you got to rebound. Then you got to focus. You got to shake off the nerves It's putt putt, man. Anything can happen. Do what?
You'd bow down to Captain Smith.
It'll be a cold day in hell before I bow down to Russell. I'll tell you that much.
I don't know why you got to be ugly about it. I mean, Russell can't help it that he's better than you at most everything, Houston.
That's very interesting.
Huh. Well, I mean, are y'all going to wait to do this until Big Bird gets back from summer vacation?
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. It's the beauty of a putt-putt tournament. It doesn't seem like it's going to be that hard to set up, so we could probably have multiple tournaments. And my guess is he could probably sneak away if he needed to for, 45 minutes. I mean, he's going to play in trivia at local restaurants. He could probably sneak away for a putt-putt.
Let's get it done. Set it up.
All right. We're working on it. We're just flushing out the details live on air. Can't wait to whip your ass.
See you, Bear.
Just flush him, flush him, flush him. Don't let him get a comeback. See, I'm learning.
Yep.
I'm learning how to do that.
That was Bear tuning in the drive to hear him, Trey Wallace, and, of course, Russell Smith, 3-6 right here on Fan Run Radio.
I will not bow. I will not bow to Russell or Bear or anyone else at this station except you, probably.
Good call,
but you're on my team, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We'll come back. Final segment, hour number one, this Wednesday edition of Three and Out. Final segment, hour number one. NBA draft's tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Tennessee hoping to get three. And it sounds like it might happen. It's weird. It seems like Grant may be slipping down draft boards and Jordan Bone sliding up. I could have sworn I saw yesterday that someone said they would not be surprised if Jordan Bone snuck into the late first round. Which would be absolute insanity to me, considering he went from not in the top 18 point guards to he could go in the top 30 picks. It would be interesting.
Do you think it comes from a team that only has one pick in the draft in the first round, or like Milwaukee Bucks only has the 30th pick overall? So would it be more of a team just taking a flyer on Bone like that, or the Atlanta Hawks with multiple draft picks?
How many do the Hawks have? Four?
I think so.
Is it four? Do they need a point guard? Probably not, right? They got Trae Young. Like, they're kind of set. So I don't know if it makes sense for the Hawks.
I don't know if anybody's taking Bone to be like their, the new
point guard.
No,
not initially. So. But, I mean, it's what everybody's saying about him. That's what makes it so interesting is he does have a lot of potential. I mean, if you're looking at athleticism, passing ability, ball handling, obvious, speed and burst. He's got all of that. As he develops his IQ of the game more and works on his shot a little bit. I think the form is not great, but the percentages are pretty good. It shouldn't take too much to get him kind of up another level. I think he's certainly a project. I think all three of these guys are kind of a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Admiral, because of his body type, like where does he kind of fit in? Grant, because of his lack of vertical size. That's one of the things they were talking about on the combine last night. Obviously you're smart. You play defense really, really intelligently with your vertical presence.
Mm-hmm.
But shooting against length, going to the basket against length, you probably need to develop, the floater, the short jumper that you can get off a little quicker, that type of thing. They've all have things they need to work on. Admiral just kind of is what he is. Like, I think Admiral's in great shape. It's just a matter of who can he match up with and where do you put him on the floor. Seth Davis apparently pulled some scouts for The Athletic. And here's what some scout had to say about Jordan Bone. Freak athlete. He was one or two in every combine testing. He's going to surprise some people. He has great upside. Rick Barnes is really tough on his point guards, and this kid got through it and survived and got better. It wouldn't shock me if he goes late first round. This is a scout. This is an NBA scout. I found out who said that, by the way. It was an NBA scout. It wouldn't shock me if he goes late first round. His feel and decision-making and knowing the position will take some time. He needs to continue to improve as a shooter. I think toward the end of the season, he was playing more for the NBA than for his team. He wasn't looking for people as much. Do you buy that? Does that seem fair?
It seems... No, I don't... That doesn't seem accurate at all. That felt backwards,
didn't it? That felt very backwards to me.
And I think
I thought late in the year he didn't attack as much as he did in towards the middle of the season. I mean, that game against Kentucky here, he was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember him having that type of game towards the back half of the season.
This mock draft I've pulled up right now is Jordan Bone going 50th to the Pacers.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay.
Late second round, but not that late. I mean, you know.
No, I mean, that's my goodness.
Almost
if he goes,
halfway up.
Yeah, if he were to go there, I think everybody would be excited for him. Here's what a draft scout had to say about Admiral Schofield. I love that kid. Old. That was his leading adjective. Old, strong, tough. I like winners. Excellent mid-range scorer, but he needs to improve his three-point shot. I think if you take out the slump in that weird stretch of the season, his three-point shot was just fine. He also needs to improve as a passer. I don't think he's as good of a perimeter defender as some other people do. He got to Tennessee as a little fat guy. Man, old and fat. Thanks, Scout.
There you go.
And now he's ripped up. He's got to be Jay Crowder or PJ Tucker. He's got no game with the ball in his hands. Is that true? Man, this is harsh. Physicality, leadership, he has those boxes checked. Can't really create for others or himself. I think he goes second round. I think he makes a team. And then lastly, Grant Williams. Great basketball IQ. Solid in the mid-range. Give him the ball at the elbow, and he'll be a very good scorer and passer. I wouldn't trust him to post up because he definitely has trouble scoring over length. He needs to be in a system. He did not look good in Chicago, which is more of a freelance situation. He did a pro day, and for some reason they had him standing and doing perimeter jumpers, which is not his strong suit. He's trying to develop the shot. He's going to be a great culture guy. Told you about the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. Even if he doesn't get a lot of minutes, he'll make your practices more competitive. I just don't know what he did in college that translates to our league. Very smart, very tough. You're going to have to live with him making some ugly plays because he's not a great athlete. For a guy to go from one SEC offer to a two-time player of the year in that league is amazing. He always seems to figure it out.
Have you seen any mock drafts with Schofield not in it at all?
I feel like I've actually seen a mock draft with... I almost want to say I saw one without Grant in it, but I think that might have just been an oversight. But yes, I've seen one with just Grant going. I've seen one with Grant and Bone going, and I've obviously seen one with Grant and Admiral going. And then there's a few floating around now with all three because Jordan Bone keeps climbing some mocks.
There's one here where Grant goes 19th to the Spurs, which would be really good, obviously. And the other two like aren't even drafted. So I don't know. I guess that's the...
Oh, Atlanta has 6 picks, by the way. 6. That's insane. Take all 3.
Just
a lot of Tennessee fans would be willing to drive to Atlanta for some Hawks games if they were to get all 3.
That's what John said.
I know.
He said, take these Tennessee guys.
I was about to give him credit. I was like, well,
have a whole new city.
There's 22,000. I mean, it is the closest NBA team, right? Closer than the Bobcats or the Hornets now. They're back. Sorry. So, I mean,
and obviously Memphis
it would,
is forever
it would definitely be a way to get some Tennessee fans to travel south.
Yep.
You think they all three go? We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, but do you think all three get drafted? I do. I think all three are going to go. I think 2 will go way later than we think. I think one of them will be Bone. I think Bone has the opportunity to kind of sneak in. I have a bad feeling that Admiral's going to slip pretty far. Too many teams love Grant to allow that to happen. I think Grant's a late first guarantee or earlier. I mean, we've seen him as high as 15. Admiral, again, and I kind of mentioned it, he looks great. He does a lot of things really, really well, but it seems like people are finding a lot of problems with his game.
We come back.
I think Admiral could be a great role player.
When we come back, I'll tell you why I think that's ridiculous. I think you're about to get into it too, so we'll pick your brain on it. We'll kick off hour two next.